This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 6th. Offering Isaac. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servant, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. We've taken several camping trips over the years with our children. We gather our gear and anticipate the thrill of being in the woods together. That's not how it feels with Abraham and Isaac's camping trip. Dread hangs over this dark story as soon as they set out. Somewhere along the way, Isaac points out the obvious. They've forgotten something essential, and it's not tent stakes. It's the lamb for the sacrifice. Abraham chokes out an assurance. "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." When the moment comes, and Abraham raises the knife over his only beloved son, we feel his horror and grief. We wonder, as Abraham must, what kind of God would ask such a terrible price? Even when God does provide a sacrificial ram at the last moment, our relief is tinged with horror. The child's escape from death was too close to forget, and rightly so. Many lambs are sacrificed throughout the Bible's story, but not a son. Not until Jesus, the one whose birth we celebrate. All of this points to Jesus' sacrifice for us. God himself provides, and it's his own son who dies in our place, paying the price for our sin. As you prepare your heart for Christmas, keep in mind the depth of God's love, how far he goes to restore us to himself. Thank him, and live forever. Pray with me. What wondrous love is this, O God, that you would send your beloved, only son to die for us. We are eternally grateful. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.